This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to another episode of Fun with Dumb. I'm going to start doing these episodes once a month where I get a group of people, not just one individual guest where it feels like an interview and we just bullshit and talk about all types of shit. And today I gathered a group of experts in all aspects of life, scientists and all. But I asked Rick like yesterday at dinner. He was like, yo, you free tomorrow? But these are all homies I've known in different areas for throughout the years. To my left, we got Satire.
Yo, what's good?
Satire, who we were roommates, battle rappers together, same crew, rap crew, just partied a lot together too. I got Azare right here, another rapper from Bay to Los Angeles.
Hey, greetings.
You reside in Los Angeles now.
I do now.
He produces, he raps, he DJs. What else do you do? Does that about cover the bases?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get on your high, man. I'm trying to read books.
That's important, man.
Shout out to Satire pulling up with a book from the Oprah's Book Club.
The fact that that's like a fucking talking point these days is terrible.
So you read?
All right.
Right across from me, we got Ricky Shucks over here, who's a video a content creator, makes videos, does comedy, rolls with Timothy De La Ghetto a lot, dynamic duo. Saw him at dinner yesterday, and I wanted to fill up one seat. I was like, yo, you free tomorrow?
after you asked like other 20 people.
No, I did not. I swear to you, I did not.
He's outside with a clipboard.
Damn.
Would you like to?
Sure, you can do it. All right.
Rick, you're taking donations.
Thanks for pulling up, y'all. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You guys all live in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah,
technically.
I'm in Hollywood.
You're in Hollywood. What area you live in?
Pico Union.
Oh, Pico Union.
So
is that
street,
like a thing?
Yeah.
I'm Long Beach.
Okay.
I was at my chick's house in North Hollywood. So
there we go. Yeah. That's what's up. Shout out to chick's houses. Yeah. This dude, Satire, man, this dude is a nomad of chick's houses. Every underground rapper, I swear to God, they got to have, the multiple locations, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just stay on tour.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Just think of it like that. You feel me?
Underground rappers, it's like we got timeshares in different locations where we sleep on the couches of girlfriends and people we're dating at the time. But
schedules.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What's been going on with you guys? We're about 3 months deep into the year. How's everyone's? Have you been grinding 2019?
Yeah, man, it's been fucking dope year so far. Just been dropping hella shit. And honestly, planning out the rest of the year, like doing what I should have did at the end of last year. I've been like doing that at the beginning of this year so far. Shit.
Yeah.
Just like dropping shit on the side. You know what I mean? Where we just get the rest of the shit.
So it's been a good year.
So far, yeah. So far, so good, man.
How's everybody else say?
Man, pretty much the same. Last year was fucked up.
I was like, last year was fucked up.
All right, let me not do that this year. So I've been making all the efforts to not be fucked up this
year. Why was last year fucked up for you?
Long story, deep story.
Okay. I don't want to intrude.
Yeah, because it ain't all my business.
So you're having a better year.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you having a good year?
Yeah, pretty good. Actually, a little bit ups and downs. I think there's range. Been having a little mood swings and shit like that. But I think it's all me kind of like getting to the next level as an artist. Like I've been I've been kind of like coming to this place where I'm like, okay, I want to create something like that's new, like truly new.
Right.
I feel like for a lot of my career, I've been trying to like kind of like do something very well instead of do something that's never been done.
I was thinking about that because I'm working on some other projects that's like not music related, you know, but it's always been interesting because now I'm at an older point in my life and like, you know, when we're like searching for identity in like your teenage years and shit, like who you're going to be. And then you find like your characters, right? You're like, I'm going to be satire. I'm going to be Ricky Shucks. I'm going to, you know, be dumbfounded as Uri. Like, and then you get to this point and you're like, it's like another identity, like a search for like another identity. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're like, I don't know if I want to just be dumbfounded a rapper, like in my, you know, for the next 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Right, so I always find that kind of interesting, that search.
It's trippy too, because I mean, like, I was actually just talking to the Uber driver about this. I forget how he brought it up, but as an artist, you know, everybody that like fucks with your shit like always wants you to be that one song or that one fucking thing that you did or that one battle or whatever. That's you to them. And like anytime you like even remotely step out of that, you know what I'm saying? They're like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? So it's always weird to be like, all right, like, are people gonna fuck with this other shit that I'm doing? Or if I'm writing a screenplay, is that like, does that sound weird as fuck to other, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, definitely.
That, it must really suck if like your one thing really sucks. You know what I mean? Like the one thing people know you for. Like,
so like most of the people on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're that herpes medicine guy, bro. Like, ah, fuck. Yeah, like, I mean, I've been thinking about that a lot. It's like, you know, just being dumbfounded for a long time, you're like, I want to be like John Park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I feel
like,
you.
It's a difficult transition, man.
I mean, that's why, like, the shit that I produce on, I always just put my real name. Like, I go by my real name as, like, producer or whatever, and half the people don't even know it's me half the time. If it say, like, satire produced by Left Brain and Cassidy Howe, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's so I could, like, I feel like I'm just leaving that door open, you know what I'm saying? So it's like at any given time, it could be like, oh, no, like, look, like, I been did that, you know what I'm saying? You just didn't realize it, you know what I'm saying?
I was talking to, like, Tim about that yesterday. You know, Tim was talking about, you know, getting older and with the names that we've had for a long time and maybe not wanting to carry that on either. Because these are nicknames and shit that we've gotten like when we're like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like we didn't think some of these shits through, you know, all the way through. Right.
Yo, but, you know, I don't know if you noticed last night when I introduced you to my girl.
Yeah.
I called you Dunn because I was like, should I say John? Do I say dumb? And in the middle of it, I tried to switch. Just like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. Like, no, people don't know, like, how to introduce it. Like, but then dumb, it's like, I don't know. I don't ever thought about it as a bad way of introducing, like, dumb. You're not calling somebody, like, a dumbass.
Yeah, but it just sounds hella weird. Like,
somebody who like, don't know you.
Yo, that's dumb. Like, you're like,
hey, he dumb.
I had a back and forth with somebody that was like, dumb? And I was like, dumb. Dumb. I was like, no, dumb. I was like, dumb. Fuck it. Bro, I get all types of shit. Like, I'm like, Azure. They're like, Jerry? So it's pronounced Azure, right?
Azure.
So with, like a J. So people say Jerry,
like a J and then like an accent at the end. So that's extra fucking ridiculous.
I mean, honestly, I can't blame them though, because I still have that conversation with myself like half the time, like introducing myself to certain people, because I'm like, all right, wait. Oh, wait, this is not a work situation, or this is not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to just be at the fucking, the post office like, yo, I'm satire. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
that's satire. So I think, you know, just nicknames and shit should be normalized at this point.
Yeah,
really.
For real, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many, like, Esther Parks and Grace Lee's, like, oh my God, it's ridiculous, bro.
Get a nickname.
If I go to a bar in K-Town tonight, there will be one Peterkin there. I swear to you. There will
be. I guarantee. If I like throw something, they'll probably hit one like right down here, bro, for sure.
The chances of you hitting somebody with a Bible name is very high. real shit. I mean, because we had a rap crew that we had, like, everybody was like, it sounded like we're part of the X-Men or something.
Yeah, for sure. Psycho and Dumbfounded.
Yeah. Rogue, Open Mike Eagle.
Rogue,
yeah. Literally the X-Men,
That's amazing. Open Mike Eagle? Like, what kind of shit is that?
I mean, this the 2019 has been kind of interesting already because Black History Month that just passed has been very interesting.
Yo.
I didn't even realize it until like, I think, what is that, Daily Show or something?
Yeah,
like,
I was just about to say
like a recap. You see that one?
That shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah,
it was like every day.
Yeah. It was like some fucked up shit.
For black people, yeah, specifically. Like,
oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, what's up with that fucking Jussie Smollett dude, bro? What the fuck is wrong with this guy, bro?
I feel like, you know, it finally died down, like, after all the... That's been like, was a talk of the thing, you know?
That shit was crazy.
Everyone was sent through an emotional roller coaster through that dude.
Yeah, nah, he loves that chick. What's her name? Jordan Woods or whatever.
Oh,
because when she happened, his stuff just got quiet. He's like, "Thank you,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Conspiracy.
It's just, you know what it is. It's like, yeah, it was like fucked up all around. But I do feel for him in a sense where it must be crazy when the world hates you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, let's, you know. Sure.
I mean, people kill themselves over shit like that.
I think a lot of people have talked about all the fucked up shit that, you know, first, obviously, the fucked up racist shit and the homophobic shit that happened, and then him turning around. But I don't think people talk about when a whole world hates you.
Yeah, man.
That shit is crazy in itself.
That shit suck. But I mean, like, You did it to yourself.
So yeah. Because he had
literally.
He covered all bases of who should hate you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Literally, bro.
I mean, I do think that there is something to be said, though. Like, when, who does, you know, like, I think it's kind of interesting when there's certain communities that do kind of stand up for you at the end. I think Terrence Howard like stepped up and was like, yo.
What did he say? I didn't even see that.
He was like, yo, you know, I know you're going through a lot of shit. I'm still standing by you.
Yeah.
Not like standing by him on some like, you know, he believes that that still happens.
So
he's
still fucked up, but I got you.
He's still getting written out of Empire.
Which is kind of, I mean,
I
still kind of rock with that kind of vibe, you know, being like, you fucked up, but I'm still rocking with you.
Yeah. I mean, he had his own
handful of things, you know, like his era. So
yeah, for sure. Terrence Howard is sus.
I think he had some domestic abuse situation. Something like that. But that's the thing. I'm like a fan, though, but like not a fan of that. But like, it's hard. It's like I'm torn, like, damn. It's like,
wait, I missed it. What did you
say? I didn't even realize that.
I mean, it was domestic. Like,
I remember that shit.
Back in the day,
though. Yeah, back in the day.
Man, I hate hearing about
that
shit.
That was real.
Whoop that shit.
That was actual.
Based on a true story.
I always think, you know, I always say that because it's always, you know, like, we've had our fair share of craziness in our families, you know what I mean? Like, I come from a family with my parents with domestic violence in the household, and it's like, how do you mend those relationships, you know what I mean? Because I had shit where I, at the time, as a teenager, like, fuck that, you know, like one of those kids that like on Mari or some shit, be like, I fucking hate you, mom, I hate you,
that type
of shit. So you kind of come to a crossroads where you're like, okay, am I gonna just completely end a relationship with my family or parents, or am I gonna try to fix this?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a tough decision, man. I'll tell you that. Like, for me, shit I've experienced in the household during that time, I thought I was never able to forgive my dad or whatnot. And now I actually have a relationship with him, but that took a long time. I'm not saying I forgive him for those things.
Of course, yeah.
But like, how, you know what I mean? How does anybody deal with that? You know what I mean? Like that forgiveness process and shit.
Man, it's trippy. I mean, you know, I grew up like really like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom was always in and out of my life, back and forth and shit like that. And it was the same type of situation when I was like a young teenager. Like, I would have told you that I hated my mom, you know what I mean, for years. Right. I didn't talk to my mom for like maybe like 2 years at one point, you know what I'm saying? Half because of her and then half because of me, you know what I'm saying? And then it just like came to a point, probably like with my own maturity and growing up and fucking up and doing all type of shit, where you finally realize like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a person. You know what I mean? Like you finally get that. You don't get that until you get there, you know what I mean?
At least you hit the rock bottom.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, she was doing this,
but I just
happened to be there too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any kids or nothing like that, so like, I could only imagine, like, if I had a fucking child while I was going through some of the life shit that we go, you know what I mean? That would makes a lot more sense in that perspective. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, not
you gotta let it go at some point and just realize that. like, for, regardless of what happened, like, your parents probably did the best they could. You know what I'm saying? Like, in most situations, put it like that. Obviously,
I would say that was kind of the similar thing for me, too. You know, as I got older and, like, became a man. Because, like, at the time, when those things happen, you're like, I'll never be like that.
Yeah.
I'll never become that. Right. You know, I'm not going to be a fucking drunk and, you know lose control of my life. Next thing you know, you're in fetal, position in the shower. You're shaking fetal position in the shower. Like, it happened.
You look in the mirror and you see your dad. You're like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. It's like maybe not exact things, but you know, you do get hit by life hard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, God damn, like, the shit really happened. And then maybe you can open up that dialogue with whoever hurt you. You know? Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
No, it's real.
I mean, I don't know if you heard. I recently dropped a song, bro, that like called "Just Like You." That is literally it's a letter to my mother, to my dad who's in jail, to my father who passed away, and I've never released anything like that. Like, I've written hella songs, you know, all kind of shit about all that type of shit, but I've never, you know, had the courage or like felt like it was something to be released. It was always more therapeutic, but. I dropped that song and, you know, sent it to my mom, stuff, and my pops, and it was amazing. Like, her reaction and
what was the song about exactly?
It's pretty much that conversation that we're talking about. It's like making amends and recognizing and, you know, letting all three of them know that despite all the like hardships and shit we went through, that I do understand that it was all, you know, for a bigger purpose, and that it all made me who I am today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that I'm not necessarily forgiven anything. It's not about that. It's just that, like you said, it's accepting and like moving past it. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like the conversation that me and my mom had. She called me, you know, just in tears, and just like, she's like, damn, like everything you said in that verse, like, I remember those times, and like, I know what you're talking about, and like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want you to know, like, if I never said that, like, I'm sorry for that. And and you know what? I don't think she ever had, honestly, like in that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, owned up and been like, you know what? My bad. You know what I'm saying? And I love you. And you know what I mean? I was like, it was just like a mutual, like, two-way street of like releasing those emotions. And I felt like,
right.
I mean, we're artists. So that's how we, you know what I'm saying? That's how we like portrayed. It was crazy. Like, that's a conversation that I never would have had just face to face with my mother, like, necessarily.
That's the weird shit, because you could be an artist and like your whole job is to express yourself, but there's certain situations that you're closed the fuck off. Like,
I mean, I feel like that's probably why we're artists, is because we can't express ourselves in other ways. Like, if you just asked me to like look at my mom in the face and like tell her that shit that I said, there's no way I would have been able to come up with those words. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, it just would have been a whole different type of conversation.
I remember writing love songs and shit, and I was like, wait a minute, I've never been in love. Yeah. Like, these are fictional tales. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I
think I'm a good storyteller.
Yeah,
you know, but like those things that I was like, wait a minute, that was never
even, that never even happened.
Fictional. Yeah, I felt like a fucking fraud, you know, like people, fans and shit come up to me like, yo, that should be my boyfriend.
It's in there. It's in there.
I think
you.
So.
Yeah. Okay. You just gotta pull it out one day.
You know what? Like, I always feel like, that's a weird conversation when rappers, especially rappers always want to, oh, everything I fucking say is real every single time. You know what I mean? I don't think that's necessarily good.
I don't think that's
it's like, bro, you're a storyteller. You're a fucking, you're supposed to be able to draw on experiences whether they're yours or not. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True. Exactly.
It's like, if you can't see a situation and like bring your own, you know what I'm saying, opinion and own light to that, then like if everything you say is only firsthand experience shit, like, okay, you know what I mean?
Just make sure. Is he cool in the shot right there? Just making sure. Okay, cool. Just making sure. Yeah. No, I feel that.
Know what I mean? Like, I always thought that was weird. It's like, I only rap about things that happened this morning. You know what I mean?
Right. Unless you push your teeth. You can rap about your one experience for your entire career.
I was thinking about the forgiveness situation, specifically, like, you know, the Kevin Hart thing, right? where he was like, I already apologized. I'm not going to do it no more, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, when you fuck up, right, like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, the one thing that you actually clearly fucked up in, because at some point he apologized, right? Is it something where you just got to keep apologizing pretty much for the rest of your life? Nah. Like, I was thinking about that, because I'm like, a part of me is like, okay, that's just what we got to do. You know, if you fuck up. How do you feel about that situation?
Definitely not. The best apology is change behavior. That's what everybody says. Yeah. If you apologize and you don't do that shit anymore, I'm not going to keep apologizing for it. Right. You're not going to make me feel guilty.
Right.
Like, I made a mistake. Yeah. Are you still apologizing for what you did to that dude in your class 10 years ago or whatever? Like, why do I have to keep apologizing
if I
didn't keep doing it?
He hasn't kept doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I feel you. I was thinking about that. That's actually a good answer. Yeah.
I think there's like a natural part of it. Like, if you really mean, if you're genuine with apology and you really like are not doing it on some PR shit, you know, then it's like, I think naturally you'll do those things that like earn people back.
Yeah, I think what he said was definitely not PR, because that was actually not even good for his PR.
Exactly.
In a sense, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, when it happened, well, when he apologized, whatever. Then people just pulled it back out of nowhere and was like, we want to be mad at you again.
I hate
Give
that
us another
shit.
Apology. Like, what?
If you're mad at something just to be mad at it, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not actually changing anything.
People
got
the natural instinct to hate on shit, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just what it is. Yeah, you know? I mean, like, it's like, same with me. I mean, I've made a living off of hating on shit. You know what I mean? Like, thinking shit. It's a weird thing that why do we hate on some shit that's like just killing it or successful? That tells you more about the individual, really.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
The saddest part is a lot of people aren't even mad about the shit. It's a way to get popular.
That's my point,
If I point out the fact that this person did that, everybody's going to like me.
Yeah, that shit.
Like, you're not even mad at this shit. You just
clout chasing activism.
Like, yeah. That's just crazy.
Yo, real shit. And that's dangerous, man, because there's real issues and real people being harmed and hurt by this shit that people are fake mad about every day. So. Yeah. That fake outrage isn't actually changing it, because you don't care at the end of the day. So it's like, after those retweets are gone, like, you're done. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, but the issue's still there. Exists, so it's like, you know, that shit is weird to me.
There's some, like, Twitter is like my favorite shit.
Yeah, Twitter's crazy.
Man, it's like good and evil, bro.
Just individually, I want to see like what you're working on, Ricky. Man.
My main focus right now is my clothing line, goodiebrand.com. Go over there right now, get you some shit. But yeah, nah, just business, man.
Just
like that clothing line.
So that would be like a behind the scenes thing.
Yeah. Where like I want the Goodie Brand Instagram to stand on its own, so I don't have to post it. So Tim doesn't have to post it. Like, I'm trying to get away from that shit completely.
Right.
But yeah, business, that's what I'm on, man.
It's like that's kind of tough too when you, I guess, a personality starts a business and you guys want it to stand on its own and not always have to depend on your numbers to push it.
I mean, that's the best way for it to thrive. When they see the person behind it, it's kind of like, oh, you're successful. I don't really need to. You don't need support or whatever. So it's just kind of, oh, these are dope. But then they never buy it and shit like that.
Right.
When it's just on people, that's where you really make the sale. So it's better to be away from your brand when you're a brand yourself.
Right. So, and you said you're doing like videos and filming or acting?
I kind of just started back doing the videos, but it's more just talk. Like, it's basically a podcast by myself on video. Yeah. And I love that shit. Like, I'm just doing what I want to do. The views are shit. I've been gone for 6 months. People don't care, but I just doing what I want to do now.
That's great. I mean, I noticed a lot of the YouTubers going into podcasting, and I think it's, and then they get the shittiest views out of any of the YouTube videos they make.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's just more chill, and like, I think it's because all the YouTubers are growing up shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want to make some like goofy ass like thing that they don't believe in and shit.
Exactly.
They just rather like talk on some grown up shit, but the views is like don't transfer over at all.
Damn.
But the people who watch it love that shit. So that's all I care about.
That's what's up. Yeah. What are you working on, Ajuri?
Shit, man, working on new music. But like I said earlier, definitely trying to do something different, you know. But not that is going to be never before heard. I think everything has been created
we
one way or
to
another.
Do, like reggaeton and shit. Yeah,
the Korean tribal drums.
Yeah, yeah. How do you, I mean, how does that process go? Like, are you just like, you know, like trying to, when you're making something, like, where does that go? Like, what, how do you make something that's different?
I think it's, for me personally, like, I've had a very long kind of like career in hip hop and R&B and that, those worlds. But I've also had like an interest in house music, like minimal house, like rhythmic stuff. But I've never really figured out how to merge the two without it being kind of like corny, I guess, in a way. Like, right. I know a lot of people are doing like deep house, let's rap over deep house, or like, let's rap over just like super funky stuff. Like, I've always been trying to merge like dancing and thinking at this point. So
right.
I think that's my new thing. Like, how do I like get across like a message while have people move at the same time?
You know, I have people think while dancing.
Yeah. Like, and dancing. Like,
is that possible?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, is that, you know, like a
mental choreography?
Yeah.
Bro. Like, yeah. You mean like lyric, like lyrical, like wise?
Yeah, like how to give it to them, like still give them lyrics, like something to think about, even if it's not hitting them right then and there.
Yeah.
But like this, yeah, like how does somebody like get on the dance floor and like gig and hear lyrics at the same time?
Okay.
I feel like there was once a time where that was like being done, maybe in one way. But I think when you kind of mix in like the genre clashing, that's kind of what I'm
it's
trying
like
to figure out.
People moshing to Rage Against the Machine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're moshing with some passion behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know?
Moshing to some Nas or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
Not sure if that one's going down.
But just experimenting with that. And then I think it's like an emotional thing, you know, like as a rapper or a producer, like you learn to like hear something or write something and be like, that's fire, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, you're so sure-hearted about it. And then you kind of shape your career with that. You're like, okay, this works, this doesn't work. Okay, this is fire, I feel like it's fire, and you go with that. But like, for me, when you're experimenting, it's like, you don't really know what's fire or not if it's never been done,
right.
You know, or if you haven't done it yourself. So it's a lot of like humbling and just trying to like find that feeling in another way. Rather than just right in front of you, like, oh, that's fire. Those drums knock. Oh, yeah, he said something dope. Like,
that whole project-to-project basis is tough. You know, obviously, I constantly try to do something different every project, but the process of, like, finding what that's going to be is, like, pretty brutal. Like, you have to just keep doing shit and trying different things. And then, like, what you think you were trying to do, sometimes it doesn't even end up that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, this next thing is going to be like this.
Yeah.
And after a few songs, it's like, actually, that's not even what I wanted in the beginning, but this is tight. You know what I mean? So I rock with it. So you can't really decide what's going to be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you might not even sound good on what you think what you're going to make.
Exactly, bro. Like, hyphy, philosophical. What if that just doesn't go? Right? Like, the formula is wrong.
Is that the name of the album?
But go dumb, but go smart too.
Go smart.
Go dumb, but not too dumb.
Or flip it like on some like super like calming, soothing shit, but I'm talking about like killing people and doing drugs.
Oh,
like, it's never been done. But yeah, I mean, I think one thing about creativity is like, I feel like after years of doing it, you just have this like, you see this light at the tunnel. Like, one day I'm just going to be able to freestyle platinum records every day and I'm just going to master this shit. But it's like, no matter how hard you try and how much man hour you put into it, it's just like, that's like the spiritual thing about life. It's like, nope. It's just always going to be this like unknown kind of like, you got to better yourself all the time, no matter what kind of thing. Like, yeah, I don't know. Creativity. Yeah. The mind works kind of crazy. But yeah, hyphy philosophical.
Coming soon.
Look out for that hyphy philosophical shit. Sat, what's up? What's up with you? I mean, you're always moving. You're like constant. I always see new music videos. You just shot a, you just had a music video drop.
Yeah.
You shot in Spain?
Yeah, out in Barcelona. Yeah, the video for Elon. We shot that at the end of last year when I was over there. I did a little tour. It was my first tour over there. We just dropped that. And, bro, I mean, I got so much shit coming out. I'm really just focusing on dropping singles while I'm finishing up a project I got with Left Brain from OF. And then I got a project with the homie Triz that we're finishing up. And I started working with... this label up at Different Fur Records, at a, you know, in San Francisco.
Shout out Jorge.
Yeah, you already know. Shout out Jorge. So yeah, those are the only like three like projects that I'm working on.
And are you working on anything? Done, is it mainly music focused stuff right now you're working on?
Yeah, because I'm trying to sew all of that up, get it packaged, ready to put out. You know what I mean? And on the side, I don't really want to talk about it too much, but I started writing something that's not music related, you know what I mean, on some like screenplay shit or book shit. Like, yeah, I don't know like, yet, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it just, yeah.
It's like an idea.
I figured, you know, just because when we were roommates too, you've talked about a lot of things. Yeah. When we've had deep conversations, you know, some intoxicated, some not. But like, about things that it sounded like you'd probably go a different direction, not just musically, but for eventually sure. Something in this along the lines of a screenplay.
Yeah, I mean, because, well, even musically, like the past couple of years, I've really been, you know, playing more guitar and like piano and trying to like get my actual like theory up there, you know what I mean? Where I can just, because I mean, I've been producing and like making beats and stuff for a long time, but like it was always just less like focused, you know what I'm saying? So the last couple of years, I've really just been in the lab just every day, you know what I mean? And trying to get that like really to a point where I feel, you know, you're never going to master music, but where I feel just in complete command of like being able to create whatever type of sound I want that I hear in my head and being able to have that translate like as exactly as I can, you know,
right.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like that's the whole thing, you know what I mean?
From what he was saying to you guys, you know, because he's talking about kind of making a transition towards behind the scenes stuff, is that something like you guys would like to do, go more behind the scenes? Because not artists also feel that way either,
right
you know,
right.
Like me personally, like I don't really want to go into like songwriting and stuff like that, like I just want to be like me as an artist,
yeah,
and drag that out as long as I can. But like, I don't really have a desire, like, at least on the rap side, to me, like, I don't want to write songs for people. But you know, people are so good at that. I don't think that's necessarily my strength. Like, I'm good at writing shit for me.
Yeah.
You know that. What I mean? And because I have written for people, and
yeah,
I have
same.
Been in studios and stuff, and like, it sometimes just doesn't work naturally.
It's yeah, you know? Like, if there's songs. I'm down to sell songs that I'm not going to use, put it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like, I've written for, you know, we've written for people and shit like that, but like, it's not really that fulfilling to me because it's like the whole part of me, thanks police.
Like, get him.
The whole part, yeah, book them. The whole point of me making music is like expressing whatever fucking feeling that I got. So it's like, it's super weird to me when I'm trying to like do that through somebody else. Although I am working with a singer right now that it's like the first project that I've produced, you know what I mean, I guess kind of executively, that has nothing, that's I'm not vocally on, you know what I mean? And
singing kind of works better because if someone
it's
could
different.
Sing your
exactly,
shit,
exactly.
Like,
that's why it's dope. Because
I know a gang of people who could sing the lyrics I write better than me.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And
but,
they'll be more believable too.
Yeah, because like, I'm not going to be like, yo, can you rap this better than me? Because I, you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
no,
you're
you
not
can't.
Going.
You
yeah,
can't.
Right? So I it's think, like, but if I'm writing like songs like that or co-writing or whatever, it's.
Well, you
a
could technically deliver rap lyrics sometimes better than the people who wrote them.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Like, sure. Does, you know, maybe Drake delivered the rap lyrics that Quentin did better than Quentin would have.
Oh, well, true. I guarantee that. Yeah. You know?
He was talking about him specifically.
I'm better.
But I think that's probably the reason a lot of people judge ghostwriting with rap more than maybe singing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think because maybe they don't respect the delivery of rap as much as the delivery of singing.
Yeah, I mean, well, from an outsider, rap is supposed to be your thoughts and your lyrics. That's what is impressive.
Right.
With singing, it's your vocal ability. That's what's impressive.
Yeah.
So whether you wrote it or not, doesn't matter.
But the interesting thing about that is, like, I feel you, but I don't think people even know that. People think that because they think that it hasn't been going on forever.
True.
Uh-huh. You know what
true.
I mean? Yes. Like, but it's like old school rap shit, like, that shit was probably going on like crazy.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Sure. Definitely.
I think we're in that generation now where it's like being uncovered, you know, like with the internet and connectivity, it's just like it's coming out more than ever now, but it's being accepted, which is like the new kind of thing.
I mean, there's even SoundCloud rappers that are under studios with songwriters.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's like, I mean, I have homies who literally like write songs with
but we was fed that lie, and it's hard to get out of it. Like, we didn't know Ice Cube was writing everything in N.W.A.
Everything.
Ice Cube and Ren.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't know that at the time. We thought all these dudes were rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly.
I personally have no problem with it, to be honest. Like, because you know why? Because I'll tell you, when you're in a studio and you're an artist too, it's about controlling the environment, right? It's not as simple as someone who writes a lyric for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crafting your whole shit. Like, you as an individual, as an artist, that's why this is the difference between an artist and like a songwriter. You as an artist is curating everything and conducting everything around you.
Exactly.
Finding what about the beat you like. The breakdowns, you like, you take a little bit of this, take a little bit of this, and you create something on your own.
Yeah, exactly. You can give somebody a sheet of paper with lyrics and they come out with some trash.
Yeah, like if Sat wrote some shit for me, I'm not gonna be like, I'm a light skinned dude. Like, I'm not gonna go in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna change things around.
Light skinned dude.
I mean, technically.
Like, I mean, that would work.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? But like that, what's that little girl's name? Bad Baby. Danielle, whatever. Like, you know, she's not writing
it.
You know, she's not writing it.
But she can spit,
but,
though.
Yeah, but she makes it sound.
She can spit, though. I mean, Cardi B's not writing none of that shit either. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But she can spit, though. She's, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that has a problem with that, anybody that's like hating on ghostwriting or any of that shit, that just shows you that they don't know shit about creating, bro. Yeah, period. Right, whether you're a comedian, whether you're a fucking rapper or singer, period. You are collaborating even on your own shit.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, it's also like a talent to surround yourself with the right team. You know what I mean?
That gets your voice.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers think Kendrick like made the beat, like wrote the shit, sang the hook. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers don't really understand that. Yeah. That's a process that he got like 12 people on that track that you love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that maybe somebody else gave him the idea for that hook. That maybe, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta surround yourself with people like that know how to do shit better than you.
Yeah. Always. Simple and plain. Yeah, yeah. If you're the smartest one in the room, go to a different room or whatever they say.
I always tell motherfuckers, like, I am not good at a lot of shit. I am good at finding people who are good at shit.
Exactly. That's the art right there, actually. Yeah. Like, to make it work, to find the people that
in itself is an art,
and then covering it up with this whole like, I did all of this actually. Like, that's the art.
Well, how hard it is to pretend like I'm the only one doing this.
Right? Like, that is difficult.
I'll also tell you why finding people that's good at shit is hard, not easy too, because it's pretty easy to find people that are good at shit, but making it work far as budgets and like actually working with them is not easy.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody who's good at something wants to do it themselves. They want to be that guy who's pretending like they're doing it all.
Yeah, let me correct myself. I'm the best at finding people who are hella good at shit within my budget.
Yeah.
I am super good at that shit. I'll kill that.
Within the budget.
Yeah, I will finesse motherfuckers who's slightly above my budget that are still willing to work with me. Damn. No, it is, though. I mean, you have to do that. Like, I think you being somebody, like, you got to, you know, that's where that comes into play. You have to be good at least to the point where people who are better, like outside of your budget, would be willing to work with you.
Yeah.
That's what you can finesse.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all finessed that, right? I mean,
we're definitely
within our.
Oh, yeah. I think that's pretty much like the name of the game.
Yeah. Are we talking about dating
that's
or
called,
music?
Yeah, it's like,
all that.
Actually, you know what? That is a good point.
All of the above.
Like,
if you're not like, you know, casting the net a little further than you supposed to, you tripping.
So you trying to get what you deserve? Stupid.
No way. Oh man, if guys got the girls we deserve, we just call it some trash, man. Yeah, man. I gotta keep reminding.
Oh man,
my girl that I'm gonna be something.
One day.
Like, what? You want a gift right now?
Wait for your gift 10 years from now. That shit is going to be
that
massive.
That shit
going
to be crazy.
Really? Yeah. You want me to what? Go to get you a necklace right
Come
now?
On, man.
I'll get you a house.
You don't want
buy you a neck
I'll get
in
you a
10
house.
Years.
I'll buy you a neck.
A whole neck in 10 years.
I'll buy you a new neck. When you have that droopy double chin coming down, I'll get rid of that shit. I struggle with that, I think, with family and friends and you know, relationships too, though, because as much as we are like, because a lot of us are goal driven and, you know, we're like, we have this bigger picture, right? We think it's like the bigger picture is like 10 years from now. But then, you know, there's all these quotes like we're missing out on all the big things. All the little things now are going to be big things later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And to
me, I struggle with that for sure. Bro.
I struggle all the time. And then, like, I think I'm like, you know, looking out for everybody around me, all my loved ones and stuff, because I see this grand picture, but I am, I feel like sometimes I miss out on a lot of the middle shit.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, bro.
Do y'all struggle with any of that? Or what?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I got four nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? The youngest two, the twins, they're like six now, I think, you know what I'm saying? And that's that, it's always that thing of like, woo, boy, like, wait 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I can like, blah, 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 do this, when it's like, if you just like pull up and just like
with some say McDonald's, what's
up, you're good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like even for you though too. You know what I'm saying? It's like you make these grandiose like ideas of what you want to be able to do, or you want to, you know, whether you will to be or not isn't even the point. But that's what you want to give the people you love, and you think that anything less than that won't cut it or isn't good enough, or, you know, you beat yourself up for not being able to do it now. And I'm definitely not practicing what I preach. I just know this in my head, you know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Right.
But honestly, it's like, just pull up, you know what I mean? Just be there a little bit more than you could, because
I think part of it is like being in the, it's like an American, huge American thing.
True.
Too.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
It's all about just, you know, we've been raised like that, you know,
it's
getting
true.
That, following that American dream, getting that big shit.
Right.
It's like more, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, like my parents, like, or even my dad, like a lot of things he'll always say is like, we didn't have time to do anything. I didn't have time to go get a nice car. I didn't have a nice time to go get a nice shirt or wear it or do things. Like, it was just work every day, like working my ass off.
We were shirtless.
Couldn't even wear it.
Yeah. Walked 3 miles in the cell shirtless to school. Right. I didn't have time to put on the uniform.
It's like, bro, those stories are crazy. Yeah. We're going to be like, yeah, I had to get up in the morning, eat, and then walk to school, and they're gonna be like, wow, like, that's crazy.
Like, we didn't have time to put together an avocado toast before
if our cars was driving us, like, that's crazy how it trickles down. Living in the moment is important for sure, and we tell our, we've been programmed to not do that, I feel
that's right, man. Thing. Like my phone, like I fucking hate phones, bro. Like, straight up, like, I keep my shit on do not disturb, like, literally 24 hours a day, and I have my fucking, my list of favorites are the only people that can fucking
get through
make a noise on
that's
phone
a thing?
Bro,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yo, I swear to God, you have to, like,
I don't even know who I favor, to be honest. I'm like, how
we gonna find out
really,
in a week who do I miss?
I don't like
that's
anybody
much how you
know.
He's like scrolling by Dumb's name. Danielle,
I don't like my own parents.
It's just, we're in such that fucking that American culture, man, where you just, you know, gotta check your notifications as soon as it happens. You wake up and you hop on the phone. You got like, I mean, still do it half the time. You know what I mean? But at least half the week, I'm trying, like, successful in not doing that shit. Yeah. And every time I don't, not only do I feel better, I also realize that, like, you don't miss anything.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You really don't. And it's crazy. Like, you think that there's this fucking time limit, that there's this fucking stopwatch going off as soon as you get that email.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Because we're programmed like that. Bro, it literally can wait.
Yeah,
it can wait a couple hours more than likely. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes like, I feel shitty when I know like a manager is calling me about opportunities and I'll answer that, but I won't answer a call from my mom. But I also dread a call from my manager because I'm like, I'm going to do some work. I'm going to have some work on my plate. You know what you're about to do? You're about to answer that shit. You're like, oh, this is going to be some work. Take that breath and then you answer that shit.
You know what? If you don't have that, if you don't feel that, you don't have a good manager. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I love Fareed.
Shout out Fareed.
When Fareed calls me, you get that little feeling in your stomach where you're just like, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's that
or
breath.
Emails.
It's that
breath.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't even want to open it. Like, I got to prepare my. I'm like, all right, hold on. I'm gonna go eat.
I'll look through my emails.
I'm gonna smoke, and then I'll open my emails.
Sometimes I look through my emails, and I'll be more happy about the spam I got, and I don't have this shit. I'm like, oh yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. And my manager.
Groupon, what you guys got going on? What can I get for $15 that's supposed to be 50?
It's a bad habit. It's like, it's a little laziness and shit that I have too, and you know, people have. I do think, you get older and you want to appreciate like little alone time sometimes. You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
I think I'm just reaching the point in my career where like I like just, I don't have to, you know, I don't care for all about just like relevancy in a rap game or none of that shit. You know, it's like really like a liberating feeling to be like, I have complete freedom of things I want to make.
Yeah.
I don't have to just make a song. Like, I could do other shit creatively. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's liberating,
that's
man.
Smart.
Especially when somebody knows you as one thing for so fucking long, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what are you working on?
Thanks for asking. All right. I thought nobody would ask.
Yeah, yeah. We went around the whole table and we just left out Chino.
My parents even haven't asked me that in a long time.
We were supposed to rap 30 minutes ago. Yeah. Like, somebody better fucking ask.
Like, I was baiting you guys.
This entire time, that's what he's been trying to prod at. He's like, so what are you guys doing?
I'm doing the same thing, like telling stories, but instead of through rap, like I want to tell stories through TV and film and all that. Yeah. And I realized the things I know most is like these experiences we're talking about, right? Yeah. Like chasing this huge thing and then waking up and you're like, fuck, I'm in my early 30s now. Like, where did my 20s go? It was like just one thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was like touring or, you know, performing, uh-huh. like being on the road and chasing just like this one fucking thing. But what I realized is like, you can keep chasing it, but like that feeling is never going to stop. You know, it's like whether it's one Grammy, one accolade, one thing, like it's never going to fucking be enough.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, and it sucks because like, I'm like, damn, I don't like doing shit. Except like chasing this one dream. And that's like my hobby. They're like, what's your hobbies? And motherfuckers like rock climbing and shit. I'm like, like, I don't like rock climbing. I see pictures of couples going to Disneyland. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all like doing this shit?
It's $130 a day. What the fuck?
I feel you. It's a gift and a curse for sure.
It is. My hobbies is literally talking about the industry and, or being in the industry.
My job is my hobby.
Yeah.
Real talk. I mean,
that's the blessing though, is because like how many people can say that shit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
that's
true.
Why they have to have hobbies.
In my free time, I want to do
like, we don't need hobbies because we like our lives.
Yeah. Right. But it's also, I think when little experiences pop up, things do kind of change. I think my niece was a big thing. Like we didn't have I have a small family. So it's like my dad, my mom, me, and my sister, really, you know? And then we're just all separate too. We're like separate units. So more than even a family, we're just like a tribe, really. We're not even like super, super close. Like we, you know, we always keep track of each other, but we're not always together. We never have family functions, but for some reason, we're always holding it down for each other.
Yeah.
Like a tribe. And that's going to always happen, you know? And then sometimes I'm like, why do we even do that? You know, it's like,
I don't know you like that, sis.
Is that a Korean thing? Is that an Asian thing?
Like, I don't know you, bro.
Same shit in my family. Same shit.
Well, it's really the individual. Like, you got to kind of make these decisions. Like, I think every individual is different. But at least for me, I know, like, it kind of also drives me too. Yeah. Knowing that I have that and I got to hold it down for this kind of unit, like that kind of drives me to do more shit. I think if I didn't have like that unit where I felt like I needed to take care of them, I could be a lazy hippie piece of shit, to be honest. Like to me, those things kind of really do make me
want to make more money and shit. Like, if it was just me, I'd be like pretty chill. Yeah, yeah, I'd have the excess. I definitely feel that. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, it does kind of drive me. It makes me want to strive for more, be less lazier. You know what I mean? So, I like spending money on people.
Yeah.
Real shit.
That's like the best feeling ever.
Oh, man.
Especially when you never had money before.
Oh, you know, I go to a bar and shit, and like I'm constantly buying drinks for motherfuckers. And then like I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I doing this? Yeah.
Where are you going to be at tonight?
What bar are we hitting tonight?
Hey, where are you going to be at, man?
It's also sad, too, because I'll be dating a girl and shit, and I just like, I meet a girl like the first week and I just want to buy her shit.
Damn. I mean, that's dope for girls.
We're going to shake you right now.
not like excessive.
He's out here shooting his shot on the podcast. Secretly.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like that, but I'll be in Korea. I'll be in Korea for like a week or two and I'll meet a girl and we'll hit it off. We're hanging out 2-3 days straight. And I'm like, yo, let's go just go shopping with me. And I was like, I would be shopping shit for myself, be like, hey, pick something out. It just felt good. You know? Yeah.
Don't say pick something.
It's a really lonely thing. It's just like a lonely thing and shit, you know, but it still feels nice. You know what I mean? It feels like, cause I guess I don't, when you don't have too many people spend money on, you know, like,
makes you feel like a man. Fucking provider.
A provider.
I'm fucking with a poppy dumb right now.
Yeah, is that already like, I'm already going to be one of those like silver fox, like sugar daddy.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Flipping a dime. It's like, pick something out. Under $500. Sugar daddy on a budget. Yeah.
I got that to Splendid Daddy.
Splendid Daddy. And that's a dope little skit, bro. That's
yeah. Give them a gift certificate with the budget already in there.
Yeah, like, get whatever you want with this.
Yeah, whatever this can get you, baby girl.
Read the fine print behind the gift certificate.
Don't spend it all in one place. You can't. You're actually not allowed to.
Doesn't care about
they
sex
don't let
at all.
You do that.
That's one thing I do like, just the artists and stuff that I've gotten on my podcast too. Like, and it's just a mixture, you know, like young, ambitious. Like, so, I mean, I'm not saying we're not young and ambitious, but I like the experiences also of like artists who we've been on the grind together. You know what I'm saying? We've been seeing it. And then like that journey is like so different too, like from early on to now. And I also like to tell artists that are coming up too, like, dude, it's okay to like just don't think about the other shit, because the other shit, to me, it kind of dilutes. It makes me feel like you're not a full-on artist or creative when you're just thinking about that one thing of, like, success, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, or how the landscape of music is right now. Like, oh, this is the time to do shit. Like, nah, bro. Like, don't think like that. Yeah, make shit you want to be make and be passionate about certain things. If you're already chasing the landscape of music, you're already fucking up.
You're already late.
Yeah. Like, if you're chasing that wave, that wave is going, bro. Like, and it's already been done. It's hot. Right. It's working for whoever did it. It's not going to work for you.
Yeah. Simple as that. And I mean, you know, that's what, honestly, we grew up in like a crazy time, because we're right at that like transition where like streaming wasn't popping when we like first started, you know what I'm saying? And you couldn't just like upload your shit and like it be out in the world like that. So it's like, I felt like it was way more like reason to want to be on a different wave, or you know what I'm saying? It's like now you have no fucking excuse like at all. You could do whatever you want. So when you're like, if you sound like everybody else, like you're just whack, period. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it's not like you have to fit inside of some fucking mold, like at all. There's so many different genres, subgenres and sounds that, you know, come out every day. So it's like you really have the freedom to be able to do what you want, and then at the same time turn around and write a screenplay or act in a movie, or you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's dope. And also, I mean, we live in fucking LA, bro, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, we got that shit at our fingertips.
So self-discipline is like the biggest shit.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the same shit I think everybody struggled with, you know what I'm saying? And it does, that's the one thing that will separate how far you go in the success see.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's, I mean, we can all say, like, you know, we are in the business of everything coming directly from us and how we control the environment. You know, that's why like not having a 9-to-5 is difficult, because like we don't, if you don't have a 9-to-5, you got to make your own schedule.
Exactly.
You got to punch
and
in your
actually
own
do it.
Way.
That's what motherfuckers don't understand. It's like people don't, you know, they think like a indie artist that's like doing kind of good or whatever is like, they have no idea that, bro, like motherfuckers are working longer hours than 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, at more odd hours, but and sometimes more rigid fucking schedules, because like, oh, I got to do this podcast, then I got to go meet, you know, the videographer about this, then I got to go do, it's like, you don't have the luxury of just going to this one place where your work, you know what I'm saying? And then that's where your check comes from. It's like, nah, bro, you got to literally go hustle and get it from
everywhere
you can.
You know what I'm saying? And people will learn, too, that just because you know some shit is going to work, that it's trust me, you start doing it, you think it's fine, that shit will eventually kill your fucking soul, dude. Like, you know, like, it's not like we don't know what the fuck works on YouTube or Instagram or whatever the fuck. We simple. See it all the time. I could go into a Wendy's right now, go hop behind the counter and throw a fucking a smoothie out the out a window. And that's just my
version. You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because motherfuckers really don't understand that. It, from a musical level, from a YouTube level, from a Instagram, bro, we know what you can do to fucking get attention. I know how to get attention, bro. If I want that type of attention, like you said, I can fucking go outside right now and tell you hold my phone and then just slap somebody. I know how to get attention, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, how bad do you want that type of attention? And then, like you said, it's like, then I'm the dude that slaps people. You know what I'm saying?
You can't be anything else.
You know what I'm saying?
And then that attention you get is going to be addicting,
so,
too.
Attention
is addicting.
And it's going to be short-lived, you know? Too, because it's not going to be funny next week either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the fucked up part. And then you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got a mixtape, too. I got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga's like, oh, this nigga want to rap now.
That is the hardest thing to do. To get your rap music after the fact?
That's
impossible.
You'll see all the viral tweets that have 250K retweets, and right underneath, it's like, while you're here, check out my mixtape.
Yeah, sure.
Three lines. Shameless.
And I'm selling T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always surprised that everyone has something to sell. Like, you look at all those crazy retweets that go viral, and then you look under, it's like somebody has something always.
Yeah.
Man.
And that in itself shows you exactly what we're talking about, bro. It's like, they like you for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't even like you. They like
they
that.
Like that.
Real shit.
They like that.
Yeah.
I'm saving all the outrageous shit I'm gonna do on video for when I'm getting zero attention. I'm saving all that shit. Like, right now I'm good. But as soon as I'm getting zero attention, I'm pulling up to that McDonald's, whatever the fuck. If I gotta wrap into the drive thru order, I will do it. Yeah.
I got a 53-year-old here on Western and Normandy.
Pull my dick out of McDonald's right now. Dumb gang!
Just mix like all of the popular shit. Just start mixing it.
Like, I'm back, bitches. I can't stand that shit, bro. I just can't stand that culture, you know what I'm saying? But whatever floats your boat, bro. We're going to try to have these little roundtable discussions at least once a month. Every like four episodes, we'll have an episode where I just invite three different guests. You guys are always invited to pull up any different times. Thanks. But tune in next week for another episode of Fun with Dumb.
Yee. 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 Yee.